This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll hold hands in contact to living here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, the extreme optimist with Jay Kirshner, also extremely optimistic about life and liberty and the things that we can experience. Among the things you can give today and still keep your word, you can give a smile and you can have a grateful heart.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from one of my favorite philosophers, Zig Ziglar. Here's another philosopher, Ed Foreman. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not. I had him on the program once a long time ago. And he started out by giving the audience his mottos. I wake up feeling happy, healthy, and terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working. How about that?
What's wrong with
it? Yeah, it is good. Especially when you're confronted by a lot of that crap that's around. I felt that it was interesting that Trump has been everywhere the last day or two talking about Putin. A couple of things from Russia that are interesting, disturbing. Putin's comment that he prefers Biden over Trump. This in spite of all of this thing. Remember last election when the theory of the Democrats was Trump was on the lam for Putin and he was trying to export a relationship with Putin that wouldn't benefit the United States but would benefit him, Trump. And so now Putin likes Biden because Biden's a pushover and Trump's not. Pretty easy to figure that out, right? And so on it goes. Meanwhile, the Russians announced yesterday, I don't know that they announced it, but somehow or other it came out, some members of the committee in the House that oversees our security and safety have been told that the Russians either have or are about to launch a missile that would carry a satellite that had a nuclear bomb on it. And this bomb, if this is true, could be used not only to target cities on the planet, but could be used to target other satellites and blow them out of the sky. How about that? Do you want to sleep well tonight? Think about that.
My goodness.
What in the world is that? What? You've got to be nuts. The radical approach to this is what these people are all about. The people that get power and the reason that he has power and that other despots like him, the guy running China, the guy running North Korea, all over the world, there are a lot of people who are in charge that have not really been voted there. They don't have, the people in the country don't have a say over who their rulers are. Now, they can say that you can go vote for Putin, but if you don't vote for Putin, you get shot. So, and that's the case in most of these countries.
So the choice
is
yours.
One candidate. Yeah, right. You have two choices. Vote for Putin or get shot. But anyway, this really is very This whole thing is very, very troubling. And so, anyway, there's also, you know, you think about troubling the winter weather in Florida. For those of you who are listening in Florida, been pretty tough. There are some videos floating around today of various places on the east coast of Florida where there have been some bad, really bad weather. Jupiter Beach, for example, you can see the impact of all of the rain and the high winds, houses that are built right on the water. I mean, right on the water. There are half a dozen that have been washed away because of the weather. I don't know what you're doing. How do you get insurance even for that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And if you're in an area, like in Nashville, there were some locations where you couldn't get flood insurance because the probability of your area flooding was too high.
Right.
That's
happening.
What's the point of insurance? That's why I need it, because it might happen.
Right, yeah.
Well, you can only get the insurance if it might not happen.
In California, that's happening statewide. A number of companies, including State Farm, I think, have refused to write any policies in California anymore. No more. Because of the, in this last week or so, you've seen all the rain, all of the mudslides, houses falling off of cliffs. That kind of stuff.
There are wildfires, there are mudslides, there are earthquakes. Yeah. They're just like, no, you cost us too much money.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot, pal. All right, let's go to Georgia. Educators there have sued the Cobb County School District over race, over classroom restrictions for lesbians, gays, bisexuals, trans, the LGBTQ youngsters, education censorship, a couple of bills that have restricted what topics teachers can tackle in the classroom. This is going to happen around the country, I'm sure of it, because teachers are, and parents too. I knocked on somebody's door last night. We have some neighbors that have a couple of fields where I've grazed my cows, my heifers, in the past, and so I was talking to this lovely lady, she had four children, and I don't know how we got on to the conversation. I was talking about the animals, the kids love the animals, they think it's a great lesson to see how animals grow, and I was asking them what grade, the children all came to the door, they were really cute, they wanted to know, you know, about my cows, they all know about the farm because they're neighbors, and they love this, that, and the other thing, and so I got the youngsters going about school. I said, so what do you think should we bring the cows to school to teach? And in the conversation, the mother said, well, the children here, we don't send them to school. We homeschool. And there are four of them. And they're like from five, and I think one of them was 12. So she takes care of all of them. They spend all day, every day, learning with each other, which I thought was interesting. I mean, we got into quite a conversation about it. But it seems the more and more I hear about people homeschooling, that's a real indictment of the school system and of the education. These folks are paying through their taxes for a school or schooling for their children that they're not using, they're not taking advantage of, because they don't like it. And because I told you earlier the story about the shootout in the high school, I don't blame them. I mean, you can't send your children off to school and make them feel safe. It's a real problem. It's a national problem. And is it because we have the diversity? I'm back to, I know in my system here, the problem is that these youngsters can't understand each other because there's so many different languages being taught. And we can be excited about diversity, but we don't have teachers that can teach in these various languages. So what are these kids doing in school? They're trying to occupy them because it's the requirement that everybody up to 16 has got to go to school. But if you don't have the resources to teach them in their language or to teach them English in some way, shape, or form, it becomes very divisive. And then you add on to that the things that are being required by some school systems, and I think it's okay to sort of resist some of this stuff, because I'm not sure that at certain ages the youngsters are able to deal with all of these issues, race and sexual identity and all that other stuff. What happened to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z? One,
what
two,
age of
three,
students
four.
Are we talking about?
I'm talking about kids all across. The problem in Cobb County is looks like it's a general thing that the teachers don't like. So
the
there's
first grader
should
be treated
right
the same as a sophomore.
No, they shouldn't be treated the same. Shouldn't have any exposure to this stuff. Maybe when you're in, but I don't even know. This is not the kind of stuff that, or is it? Am I just old-fashioned? Is it something that ought to be taught in the public schools? The differences between people who are gay or bisexual. Why is that an important thing? You need to learn basic stuff in school, and that would be. Oh, this stuff is fine.
But they also learn about family
dynamics.
The basics. Even at,
yeah,
but and
that,
it's not.
But you learn the basics.
Out. Wait, hear me out on this.
Yeah,
it's not.
I'm
it's
listening.
Not a sex education thing. It's just family dynamics. Even in preschool, yeah. They learn about family dynamics and familial relations, and not sometimes those relationships involve two moms or they involve two dads, not just a mom and dad. And it would be doing a disservice to the family relationship in itself. Again, not the sexual side of anything, but just the family relationships, if they didn't acknowledge all of that, because that is, it is prevalent. It is part of society.
Yeah. It's just frustrating, isn't it? Because you want to have the youngsters, and that's what this mother said. I want my children to have a good basic education, to learn how to deal with the things that are necessary to survive in life. And these are not necessary. They're good to have the skill to be able to be tolerant toward other people. It's very important. It's a great skill to have. But in this circumstance, I think it's, I don't know. The removal, the other side of it is, why do you feel so, why is it so important to remove certain books about people who are lesbians or gays? I don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I think some of the restrictions are coming from political points of view that aren't particularly enlightened. So there's certainly two sides to this revolution, Jay. There's this radical approach that it feeds all this information to people who aren't used to it or can't handle it. And then there's the other stuff, as you put it so well, learning about how others live and learning how to get along. So, yep, a lot of food for thought there. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. If you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Good Day, with Ms. Good Day, Jay Kirshner, focusing on social media news that is attached to some of the trending stories, including a focus on Geraldo Rivera. James Collins, who is in the main studio in our originating network in Dallas, doesn't know who Geraldo Rivera is. Well, let's see. Where do we start with Geraldo Rivera?
He's a man of many talents.
Yep. He's been controversial. He's done all kinds. He started, I think he became well-known first when he was on the ABC Morning Show. And then he was on Fox, the morning show. He was on Fox for a long time. He did a... Matter of fact, he's from Cleveland. I think he did a radio talk show in Cleveland for a number of years, didn't he? Don't I remember that?
Oh, I'm unsure about that. I thought he was a New Yorker.
Yeah, but he... No, I think... Ask your father. I'm pretty sure that he was on in Cleveland for a number of years. He's a legend in his own mind, and a lot of people think he's a legend. He's a very interesting character. He's done a lot of things. I remember when he was on ABC... He was supposed to be exposing something in somebody's tomb. I'm trying to remember who it was, and it wasn't there, and it was a big dud on the air, but it got everybody's attention. He's been on the television for 50 years or so.
Oh,
he's 80 years old now.
Talk show, Geraldo.
Yeah,
which
right.
kind of characterizes trash TV.
Right, it was kind of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He didn't get along with some of the people at Fox, so he quit there, and News Nation has picked him up. So he started last night with Cuomo, and I didn't have a chance. I wasn't back yet, so I didn't get to see it. I want to see if there's probably a clip, James, that you can find somewhere around of Geraldo on with Cuomo last night. It might be interesting to hear a little of that as time passes on. So that's one thing that's trending. And one of the things, not just the trending things we talk about here with regard to social media, but the focus on the technology and the artificial intelligence boom has led us to something new. Whether or not those beings, if that's what they are going to have girlfriends and boyfriends. Here we go with this. What do you think?
They are girlfriends and boyfriends.
AI if there is real, if they really have feelings, they're going to have romantic feelings. Right? So can you imagine having a girlfriend generated by AI?
People do.
Or a boyfriend. Huh? Think about that for a minute. Right? Digital companions. Now, there are a lot of the dolls that people laugh about. That's not what this is. But what is it? And, you know, think about some of the stuff that was in Westworld, for example. Did you ever watch that show? Is it really weird?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God, yeah. So a machine that mimics human feelings and languages and features, voices, emotional exchanges. Right? This is something we're not even thinking about. Until I saw this, I'm thinking to myself, I never would have expected a machine would have romantic or sexual fantasies.
Well, it's not the machine. It's the people. It's the human beings who have these AI-generated boyfriends, girlfriends that they are...
Yeah, no, I understand. It can be on either side. But I'm thinking, I'm going one step further, Jay. How about, you know, artificial intelligence beings that are identified as girls and or boys, and what happens if the two of them get together down the pike sometime? I know this is something going on now.
With other AIs?
Yeah, right.
The AI starts cheating on their human companion with another AI?
Yeah.
How
I'm like
good.
That. Oh, bunga, bunga. Use your imagination, folks. All right, enough of that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and more than a dozen others wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
We hop over. I hit my face.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, the Chiefs offered condolences, did confirm all their players, coaches, staff, and families were safe. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina is stepping down from his leadership role on Capitol Hill. The 83-year-old Clyburn served both as the House Majority Whip and the Assistant Democratic Leader in the House in the past. He tells WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, he now plans to get more involved in President Biden's re-election campaign. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government now. The nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
A little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
One of the great clips from one of the best movies of all time. My Hero Yoda.
It's a great quote. He's filled with great quotes.
Oh, yeah, fabulous. There's something about that and his philosophy. I have in my studio, and I look around here, I probably should do a video and we can post it on the website for our social media at Good Day Networks. I have bunch of things in front of me that I look at that keep me focused. I have my clock. I have my calendar. I have a big sign that was made for me by somebody who is very close to me. A picture of my old dog, my former dog. Well, she wasn't my former dog. She was my dog, 15 years, Charlotte. And then it has the Good Day logo that we still use on all of our promotional stuff, Jay. And then I have pictures of the grandchildren and the children. And another picture of Charlotte. And there's a huge poster of Yoda on the wall, too, that I look at. Yeah. Because there's something there that is truly inspiring. And that's kind of what we're looking for here. In my mind, if we are going to be successful, it's about how we talk about our lives and what's in your life, what matters to you. And frankly, because I like to do different things because different things matter to different people. It's not all about politics. It's not all about Biden and Trump. It's not all about shoot 'em ups. It's just there's a lot of stuff that is on our minds. And then how does your life look to you? Never mind what it looks like to others. What do you care what other people think? It's about how it feels and looks to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. How? What kind of a person are you? What kind of a tipper are you? There's a survey out about the tipping culture in America that seems to be changing. A lot of Americans say that they are being asked to tip workers more frequently, and that's what happens when you're using the cards to pay for things. Automatically up on the screen comes how much do you want to tip? 15%, 20%, 25%, or something else? I resent the hell out of that, frankly.
I'm both ways. I appreciate it because some days I just cannot math, and when it gives me those options and it tells me exactly how much the percentage is and all of that. But I'm a good tipper. I like to overtip at times. But when it's a situation of I'm going through the checkout or something and I'm not getting, I'm at a coffee shop, but I'm not actually getting, they're not making any coffee. I went in to grab something like in the chilled area where you can grab it yourself. All they do is scan and then they ask if you want a tip. I don't want a tip there because I didn't, you didn't do anything. You didn't even really check me out. You just turned the screen around. I did the card and everything. And that's when it's that, because then I feel like a jerk if I don't tip. But at the same time, it's like, what am I tipping?
Mm-hmm. Now, the other side is my son has the counter to this. He believes that these people work for minimum wage and they deserve consideration. And so whenever he and I go, when we go out for breakfast or whatever, take Jasper up the street and we go to one of these little bodegas and get a breakfast or a sandwich or something, and there is the tipping thing, and I usually pay. He pays once in a while, I pay. And there's the thing comes across, what do you want to tip? Well, if he's tipping, he'll hit the max. If I'm tipping, I hit the minimum.
The minimum? But still, the minimum is even better
15%.
Than nothing.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's still better than nothing. I'm like your son. I will always hit the max.
Max, well, he's a wonderful, he's great, he's a very human being, if you know what I mean. And so, anyway, it's a personal choice. But I want to make the choice. I don't want somebody to force me to do it. There's a survey out, and that's why I'm talking about this. 12,000 adults in America were asked, how do you feel about the common yet sometimes confusing custom of tipping and whether or not you would, in specific situations, not want to tip? The one that you just explained is a good example of that, Jay. And so the findings here, if I'm able to translate them here on my own as I look at the numbers, it looks like the public is more likely to oppose than favor suggested tip amounts. Mm-hmm. So you're not doing yourself any favor if you on the screen says, you feel bad if you don't want a tip, so it's 15%. But that's not, people don't like it. Americans, 40% of them, as opposed to 24%, oppose businesses suggesting an amount to tip.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this
what's
on the checkout screen people don't like.
Yeah, and it depends on where you are. I mean, if you are in kind of like a convenient kiosk situation versus an actual restaurant versus maybe a spa or getting your hair done or something, getting a cut, where someone's doing a little bit more of a service, and you might want to tip a little bit more. But also, one of the arguments I always hear regarding restaurants is dining in versus dining out. Do you tip when you dine out? Do you tip as well as if you were dining in, or do you tip a little bit less because you're dining out? But servers aren't the only ones getting the tips. They all pull them together. They all... Or if they don't pull them together, they still have to tip others out. Like, the servers will have to tip out the bussers, share some with the kitchen. And if you are dining out, they're still making your food. They're still doing different things. It's not like they have one separate kitchen just to make the dining out food. You're still one of their customers that is getting the food. Yeah, it's one of those things of, like, no, still tip, because you also took a seat, a quote-unquote invisible seat, away from somebody else, mm-hmm. because you're now in the line to get your products, get the foods.
The average tipping point, if you will, is not a pun intended there, but for most people, as I look at this survey, 77% said that they would like to stick to 15%. They think that that's okay. I generally am 20%. When I do it, and not, I don't feel like I'm forced into it. Like, at the end of a restaurant, there's a little place I go every other week or so. I don't like to eat out because I think most of the food that you get out is lousy. But there's this little fish place called Captain Martin's. It's in Wellesley. I go have my chiropractic adjustment, and then I go over there and have a nice piece of fish with some veggies, and that's it. And happily, the people in there are nice, and they're warm, and they, you know, they're quick with the service, so that's worth 20-25%. But then, you know, going into some places you're suggesting and expecting to get a tip just because you show up at the door, no.
That's when it's kind of like a little bit overkill. But something else to add to this, too, like, not even just tipping, but a lot of people will go and leave reviews when they have a bad experience. They only want to see the manager when they have a bad experience. Let's start leaving reviews on good experiences. Let's start asking for the manager to give props to the employee who helped you, the servers, and the food and everything. Like, let's just make that kind of the norm. But also, have you ever noticed, my husband and I have noticed this, and it makes us feel sad, actually, but we will be at a restaurant and we will be very complimentary or polite, acting like civilized human beings should. Mm-hmm. And we will end up getting a free appetizer or a discount on our bill because they were so grateful that they had kind human beings. The fact that that's not normal is disgusting, to be honest. It makes us, it's sad.
Yep. All right, let's move along here for a moment. For those of you who want to know what Hillary Clinton is thinking.
Oh, I've been dying to know. Tell us.
Yeah, right. Hillary Clinton says Joe Biden is too old to be president. His age is a legitimate issue. Hillary is my age. So that would be, what, 4 or 5 years younger than Joe. She said she talks to people in the White House all the time. They know it's an issue as well. A legitimate issue. It's an issue for Trump as well, who's only a couple of years younger. So it's an issue. I guess that means she's not running. Although I would vote for her before I vote for any of these other guys.
Yeah.
I know that makes me... come on, this is... Where are the good people? Where's... Dean Phillips is okay. That's a lot of... I'd love to see Rand Paul run for president. Frankly, I like his... I'm a libertarian like he is. Get the government out of our faces, out of our lives, unless it's necessary. Get rid of them.
Who are some of the other candidates, like, for the Green Party and all of that?
I don't even recall there's a woman who's the candidate.
Year.
No, but because the news media ignores them. There's a cabal. There's a... force. I thought it was interesting on News Nation last week. There was a debate between, well, they invited everybody to show up, but Biden didn't, but the other, Phillips was there and Marianne Williamson was there. Those are the other two candidates sort of being, Gavin Newsom, I don't know, I think he was invited too, but he didn't show up. But he's bigger than life. He's more important than anybody else, so everybody knows who Gavin Newsom is, according to Gavin Newsom, anyway. So let's go to Israel. Ay, ay, ay. So the Israeli forces entered into a hospital complex in southern Gaza for what they called a limited operation. It's the Nasser Medical Complex. This is on the Egyptian side. Nasser was the president of Egypt, and it was funded by the Egyptians. There are a lot of people in this hospital who sought shelter from the conflict. And so there's not any real news coming from inside other than the fact that they're in the hospital. And so what do you do with that? And when does this stop? When does this stop? I want to talk about Taylor Swift. Can we do that? Get our minds off of... It's time for a Taylor Swift moment. You know, when people say, you never talk about Trump. So I'll mention Trump's name. And now people say, well, you're not talking about Taylor Swift. Okay. Taylor Swift. I'm not going to mention her name. There's an interesting... speak about Trump and Swift in the same sentence, which isn't necessarily very fruitful, but... there are these conspiracy theories, Jay, that seem, if you'll pardon the pun, tailor-made for determining how there is this focus by some Republicans that Taylor Swift would virtually do anything to get Joe Biden elected. How did they come up with this? Where did this idea originate? Is Taylor Swift out there for Joe Biden?
Well, and a lot of people believe that the relationship that she has with Travis is Travis Kelce is manufactured.
Right. Okay. Well, listen.
Because she has all the time in the world. She has so much available time.
it's unbelievable, right? All right, 48 after the hour, you're listening to Good Day.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melted cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax and fees extra.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline.
So I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The hour now. It's good day health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I remind you again how easy it is to connect with Ken, big-time radio star that he is. Yeah, he's a good average guy who has a great attitude toward you and your health, and certainly is one of the most knowledgeable people I know and have ever come across when it comes to how your body works. His specialty is cardiology. Check him out by dialing 352-735-1400. All right, there's a question here about x-rays, dental x-rays, and the fact that maybe you don't need those lead aprons anymore. One would wonder how, when I go to my dentist, and I'm betting when you go to your dentist, he is still using the lead apron to protect my, I guess it's to protect our upper organs, right? Because it's usually put around your chest. That's been the practice for decades. X-rays began being used, right?
It has. The American Dental Association last week stated exactly what you stated, that the dentists don't need to protect us anymore with these lead aprons when they give us their dental x-rays. The improvements in technology for dental x-rays has dramatically made strides, where they now use such incredibly low doses of radiation to do these studies. So I think if you have a modern dentist who has newer equipment and it's checked well, and the dentist gives you this advice, it seems reasonable, because the radiation involved is so minute. It's similar to what's used in the airports, that same kind of equipment. And therefore, the American Dental Association has given this recommendation. We don't need to be covered anymore for the modern day x-ray. You know, if your dentist is dealing with 30, 40, 50-year-old equipment, I may want to get protected. And they're covering up especially your thyroid, for women, your reproductive organs. But if you see those digital x-rays that they splash up on those beautiful screens, and they instantly pop up with these incredibly low levels of radiation, those, especially these high-tech dental x-rays, are the ones that you don't need to be covered up anymore, according to the ADA, the American Dental Association. News last week.
All right. This person wants to know how they determine what a healthy weight is. This person is a woman in her 40s. She's 5'7". This is good for the Calitrin discussion as much as anything else, but I think it is, you're always talking about BMI, so let's go over how one determines whether or not they have the right weight for them, because is it different if you have big bones than if you have little bones?
Yeah, this is not always an easy question to answer in general, because this really has to be individualized and often with the help of a health professional in this area. But there are several ways to look at this. Your height, your weight, you need to know both. You can put it into the so-called BMI, body mass index, calculators, but everybody's already, I know, cringing because there are limitations with BMI indicators, especially if you're very muscular. It falls down because muscle is much heavier than fat. But for the less than very muscular people, BMI is under 25. Ideal, over 25 is overweight, over 30 is obese. Also looking at our waist, you know, guys, I'd like to see the waist 38 or less, and lower the better. Women, less than 32 is often a number that's thrown out, and lower being a little better. But this is really a question that I would talk to a health professional with, and don't make this decision on your own, because it really needs to be individualized, and one set of instructions don't really fit all of us.
All right. There's some interesting and important news. There's apparently a new chemo cancer drug that has been curing men, especially of leukemia. One wonders, are we still using, talking about x-rays, that sort of thing to combat leukemia or other cancers? That's kind of what some of the treatment has been, hasn't it been over the years?
Yeah, there's plenty of research treating the leukemias, the blood disorders. We've made plenty of progress. And boy, that could be a whole show, but there's targeted treatments now. There's a lot of progress in treating leukemias. People who didn't survive in the past make it.
Right.
Long.
So the good news is that getting leukemia, the doctor says you got leukemia is not a death sentence.
Talk to a good hematologist. There's plenty of hope for many of the leukemias.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. It's 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.